Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Radin. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Kurt Radin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Taylor Phillips. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. There goes Clemente. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Foyles and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Thomas throws it away. That's an error on Thomas. Taylor goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Radin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball four. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Long trying to get to third. Clemente throws the ball into Thomas, who tags Long for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Long reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Morin moves to third. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor is walked intentionally. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Radin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat strikes out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Radin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radin is 0-for-1 in the game. Radin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Radin covering, for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Pirates. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground that hits Skinner. Skinner is out and Thomas is safe at first. There goes Skinner trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Morin moves to second. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Long hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Morin scores. It's 4-3, Pirates. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Foyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Powers pinch hits for Kurt Radin. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 3 in the game. Foyles strikes out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 4 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Bolger moves to second. Lou Jackson pinch runs for Al Dark. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.